The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, it's Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com, and I'm going to tell you a story all about Rose Month, and it's called Amazing June. After 36 years of growing roses, I just didn't know what to expect this spring. March felt like June, April felt like May, and May felt like March and April combined. Roses get very confused with that much temperature fluctuation, just like we do. Blind shoots are commonplace this year. This is a phenomenon where nice new canes start growing up, and when they get tall, instead of forming a bud, they just quit. It's the rose's way of saying, "What the heck? Make up your mind." Blind shoots are not the end of the world, though. Actually, they'll resprout from many cane buds on the stem, and you can wind up with a lot more blooms that way, but the blossoms are generally smaller. A warm winter here gave canker the go-ahead for a wild and woolly spring in our rose gardens. Canker is a winter fungus that turns the canes brown, and when conditions are just right, it can spread rapidly down the canes and wipe them right out. It's been a great spring for cleaning out all these old canes. When this happens, you're also removing other fungi from your gardens that have left spores behind. In my garden, canker or not, I prune my roses hard every few years. This tells the rosebush it's time to pull up some energy from its roots and shoot up some beautiful new basal breaks that will be blooming machines for a few years. I spend a lot of time with my wonderful volunteers at Elizabeth Park, working hip to hip in the beds and teaching them the things that I've learned over the years. One of my folks, Gales, moans every time I cut out a cane that's browned out by canker or winter dieback. "Oh no," she cries, "I can't believe you did that." This always makes me laugh. People are afraid to cut stuff out, but dead stuff in the rosebush is just going to injure fresh new growth. I always tell my rose friends, resurrection only works in church on Sunday morning. In the rose garden, dead is dead. Cut it off to make way for new life. The last 10 days or so have been very rainy around here. Great for the plants, but bad for the blossoms. Different fungi require different conditions, and rain with opening blooms brings on botrytis blight. This is a gray mold that just devours the blossoms, especially old-fashioned cabbage rose-type blooms like David Austin roses, old garden roses, and white or light-colored roses. After the rain stops and you can get out to your rose beds, it's important to deadhead these infected blossoms that look like a ball of wet tissue. Might as well get those extra spores out of there as soon as you can, and also rake out all the petals that have fallen from the wind, rain, and hail. I'll be going out in a few minutes to continue deadheading in my gardens. I will cut the cane under the spent bloom to an outward-facing cane bud down to a 3 or 5 leaf petiole, or a leaflet, on the rose cane. I used to always cut down to a 5-leafer, but there are some roses out there that have 3 leafers most of the way down the cane, and I just don't want to cut off that much greenery. There is a cane bud at every petiole. Use your better judgment as to where to prune. Just make sure the size of the spot you're cutting to is strong enough to support a new blooming cane. Pencil size or larger is a good rule to follow. Cutting to an outward-facing bud means that the next cane that grows from that spot will grow away from the center of the plant. That's a good thing for air circulation and also helps to prevent cross canes at the center of the rose bush. Roses can injure themselves with their prickles the same as they can injure us, and injured canes can let fungus infections into the rose plant. After you're satisfied with your deadheading job, apply a little Elmer's glue to the ends of the canes. This will dry clear and will prevent cane borers from drilling holes into your canes. Don't use school glue. It'll wash off. Just regular Elmer's will work just perfectly. My roses at home and the ones at the park are all blooming at least 3 weeks early. This seems to be happening on a pretty regular basis. It sure feels like we have a climate change going on. As a gardener, I watch and I remember the weather, and I first really noticed a difference about 15 years ago. Perhaps we're in a cycle, who knows? Records have only been kept for a little over 100 years, and what's that in comparison to the age of Earth? Another good reason to live your life as a gardener. We are adaptable folks. And as long as you're going to be a gardener, you might as well grow the queen of flowers, the rose. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin for Planter's Place.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.